that I requested? So I thought that, well, there we go. Should I point these toward myself a little bit?
Hello. I'd like a plain omelet, please.
Excuse me. Yeah, it's a fantastic pleasure to be here tonight, and I would like to thank so much everybody for making this possible. I come from Montana. I am on extended sabbatical. I've taught at San Jose State University for several years and was given the opportunity to continue teaching there for quite a bit. But I decided to come back to Montana and do nothing but cook. And my poems have been going on, so I hope you enjoy them. If I could only adjust my clarinet stand. Okay. The Magus. Over the centuries, R became very popular, performing innumerable acts in a variety show. While in Rome, the show was called Tasmania. Audience members chose Rome to be known as the new Tasmania. Tasmania, though, had already been turned into Kashgar, although the audience was told it was actually Apgar. Eventually, R became V and M, whose trick was to cast no shadow. The show moved to Venice, where Roberto was born. Later, he married Marta, his lover from Turku, who was not actually a woman, nor was Roberto a man. Everyone agreed that Theo, Marta's brother, was Roberto, but called himself Von Wiest. Theo was the lip man. His lips were bigger than his face. And he joined the show under the auspice of Bertrand, who fathered his performance. In Campania, the show was called Magyar. And here, Bertrand revealed himself as R, a Hungarian, whose trick was to cast no shadow. That is the end of that poem. The next poem is called, thank you very much. The next poem is called Snare. My job at the roadblock started with the execution of James. He loved French toast and building drag cars. I never had the chance to tell him about his girlfriend. The truth is he hated people. He'd been hating people for a long time. People on phones, pouring coffee, pulling credit cards, sitting at desks, pacing the floor, kissing, making up, you name it, he was there. I'm sitting on the galvanized bleachers wearing my favorite orange cap. I can no longer tell where his life ends and mine begins. Believe me when I say there's trouble at the main office. I want to go to the truth, step up into the train, and ride for days to the caramel factory. You could say I am living in a lacuna. I can't even remember lighting my cigarette. Let's swerve in for a better view. I fell from Earth and landed on Earth. There's nobody to booze it anymore. Nobody to relish the past. And freight keeps coming in, spools that dress with lemon wire the dazzling blaze of his demise. All unite with wreaths and barberry. The black bear, tethered to the pole, eats a hot dog on the ground. The ghost-like chain smokers commence. The lightning is poor. But you can see we have ignition. The squad cars have turned around quietly, treading into the far nether. End of poem. I swallowed a bug. Entablature. Entablature. entablature is something that you'll enjoy. I put my shoes on today as if it was the last time. It is sad to sit here at the edge of the bed and drift from person to person, relishing the rituals of other people. I can't seem to get beyond the little tragedy. Food falls off the fork. The silver bus passes right by. The season belches inconsequential. Dust blows in from the plains while brushing my teeth. Of course, these are my lips moving the mirror. I say, you're as old as sliced bread. When did they start slicing the bread? I manage to open the refrigerator and for once admire what is absent. The sound of a block printer stamps and knocks late into the night. The teacups rattle and chatter. Then one day you wake up. Walking along for weeks, I manage to gather a good collection. Bark, an abandoned toy part, bottles, a long thorn, many other figments. Not long after, and just in time, Susie shows up at the door, and all the pumpkins come back again. All right, a few more might be in the road here. Are they in the road? This one is called Seamount, originally inspired by something I can't speak of. In four sections, I will pause briefly between each. Before the beginning, the deities bore holes into the air and hid until the first voice rang out over the sand. Then a father, barely more than a smudge of drooling pigments, shat out a seemingly endless row of screeching arthropods. The heavenly ideal was born as their multiplication and complexity grew into nests, and the nests into structures. Inside these structures, the barbarous acts occurred, the strange and astonishing positions that held men and women together in eternal bondage. Out of this, purpose was established, and the virtual breath became language. As a result, slavery was induced, and the entire surface of the fruit was sabotaged. He dreamed very much about the ocean. He talked with those who had seen this desert and recalled seeing artwork that depicted its reflective face. But so many days were silently devoted to ritual tasks that he had forgotten about the world. He thought about the creatures in the sea. Many had wings or structures like wings. The men that walked on its surface must have been weary and burned from the sun. The taste of cola aroused his mouth. The mixed flavors of orange food took him nearly to the edge. His senses began to blur, and he wanted to move southward, westward, in all directions. Though the mobs were too numerous and the buses were crowded and filled with stinking fog. Once he met a man in Jodhpur's who gave him a watch. At night it glowed a brilliant green that reminded him of his boyhood. A celebration outside town carried late into the night, and he walked alone into the forest until he could not find his way back. The wet green toads trembled on long branches and shined in the dim light behind the clouds. End. 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 I have a couple more poems, and I don't know how much time I have. 1 minute. I have 1 minute to read. That's 1 minute to choose and 1 minute to read, or 1 minute to... Okay. Well, that's an Shirley, thank you. Fantastic work. This one, I will say, is called breadcrumbs and walnuts. Breadcrumbs. These are simple poems for the love of those who love breadcrumbs and walnuts. Yeah. Well, they're not just delicious, my friend. They're always there. Breadcrumbs. Very little is known about the breadcrumb. Breadcrumbs propelled by laughter sail across the tablecloth into oblivion. The tablecloth after dinner is brushed, the floor swept, and the breadcrumb remains. Carefully observing the breadcrumb, the scientist discovers a thin, cloud-like tissue wherein lies a heart, lungs, and bladder. A paddle-like structure moves about at will and acts as a rudder. Sitting here and writing, I notice the existence of a breadcrumb and realize its importance. Perhaps it is a recording device or the world's tiniest mask. A runaway daughter. Certifiable truth. Someday we will know. And I suppose I should read only with 13 seconds left, right? Okay, well let's just go with navigational then. Okay, let's do that. Navigational. Lost among a thousand baskets of junk before sunrise, I wonder if there is a road through the snowy mountains. Philosophy is packaged in moments like this, suited and studded in thick calf skin, with similar passages stating that death is the culmination of being. Too many good ideas on a clear day, like sitting on a bench in the desert, with an ascending wind sliced by the leaves of a palm. We review the concept of rivers, the moon, and the ground that receives a flood. Finally, one finds truth, that there may be such a thing as an impossibility, no longer nor beyond one's reach an oasis, as imagined by the great filmmakers. No one I know has claimed to visit these places. I compose a list in my mind, as many as I can, of every object and location of the world, but only the elements are present in each one, and this indicates the beginning to each story known to man. How this has been broadened into the volumes that exist in every house is the mystery still at work. Should we submit to this narrative? It begins with a page concerning an apostle without sexual traits, always in the span of some godly cloud, always haunting the very head of God. Thank you very much.